we're at about the end of the day, and this is our last experiment of the day. It has been such an enthusiastic and long day. We have the girls from Greenlight for Girls organization that are actually interning in the spa as well. Marion, tell me what's going on. What is this experiment all about?
So we're going to make bath bombs. It's the kind of thing you put into your bath and it smells good and it's really fuzzy as soon as you put it in the water. So it's what we're going to try to create ourselves today. We're going to now put some water, actually spray water, over all the dry okay. ingredients we put together. Yeah. But we've got to be careful not to put too much water at once, because otherwise it's going to start to react now and you want it to react in your bath and not while you're making it. Yes. So
yeah, it's really important. This we actually experimented with 2 weeks ago in the office of Greenlight for Girls with our young interns. And the first time we did it, we put too much water. And then we saw literally when we tried to mold it, it started to foam and create like cookies all around the office, you know. And then we did it a second time, we didn't put enough water and it started to crack. So really you have to have a very nice balance. So the best thing to do is use a spray bottle and do very little at a time. So Marianne's going to try it for the first time.
We'll see.
Good luck.
See how it works.
Yep. Hopefully I'll put the right hand.
So you want to look for a consistency that's just a little bit compact.
There we go.
And this is supposed to do what to the dry ingredients? The dry ingredients, or
it's supposed to make them start
being
coagulating, compacting. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you want to put it in a mold. So,
Is it going to look like cookie dough?
Not exactly, but you know, if it starts to foam, for sure it looks something like cookie dough. That's what we're trying to avoid. So if it still feels more like a powder, you can keep going.
It already smells, start to smell good with
exactly,
the bath salt
also. So.
Okay, we're getting there.
So it's just a matter of time before it gets on.
Yeah, the thing is you have to put little water at a time and mix up together again, otherwise it's...
So you can see it's already starting to be able to compact, and we're going to add oil and some food coloring, so I think even this, you can add just maybe a little bit more. But yeah, you're able to do this already.
Yeah, plus we're adding other liquids afterwards, so we shouldn't put too much water. Okay, so next we add the oils.
So the essential oils?
So the vegetable oil and the diluted essential oil too, yeah. Okay. I'm not
sure. How much of it do we put?
So for the vegetable oil, it's about 20 milliliters. And for the essential oil, it's 3 to 5 milliliters. And then you can dilute if you put it in a container, you do 1/4 of essential oil and 3/4 of water.
Or maybe even half-half. You could do it like that as well.
Mm-hmm. And you must keep on mixing it all together as you're putting it?
Yes. Definitely mix it. Sure. Mix the oil. Now she's mixing the oil with the water and dry ingredients. And we have not put the essential oil in yet.
Science on Air was brought to you by Greenlight for Girls, sponsored and supported by the International School of Brussels, and an empowered production by Radio X.